It's a Mommy Monday on Magic 101.9. I have Dr. Harvey Karp, pediatrician, inventor of the Snoo, which is the world's safest baby bed. He's also the author of the best-selling parent guides, Happiest Baby on the Block and Happiest Toddler on the Block, which got me through having twins with a little bit of sanity, not a ton, but thank you for being here, Dr. Karp.
Hey, good to meet you, Anna. Do you still have hair left on your head?
A little. My husband, no, not at all, though. When are we going to get the happiest, you know, 8-year-old or preteen on the block? Is that book coming?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, they get to be kind of like toddlers again, you know, when they don't get their way. So some of the happiest toddler techniques even work for teenagers, to be honest with you.
You're not kidding. I actually was reviewing some of your stuff knowing you were coming on, and I was thinking about the toddler and how to stop the tantrums, and I was like, I should really do that. So you're absolutely right. Well, Dr. Karp and I are going to talk about, he has the most awarded baby product in history. And I'm going to go ahead and say that Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher have kind of publicly stated their love for it. Something that can be adding an hour or two to your baby's sleep. So if you have a baby, you know this is going to be earth-shattering information for you. So hang on, Dr. Karp, who's clearly a miracle worker, we'll talk about that coming up. Is that okay?
You bet.
It's Magic 101.9 on a Mommy Monday. Magic 101.9 on a Mommy Monday. Hey, I'm Annette, and I'm talking to Dr. Harvey Karp. And if you don't happen to know the happiest baby on the block guy, I'm going to drop some names here. I happen to know that the Snoo baby beds, there are some celebrity investors in this thing who get that this is such a big deal. So Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, Scarlett Johansson, Gwyneth Paltrow have all reportedly invested in the Snoo. But I will tell you, the newest fans of the Snoo are the babies at Children's Hospital, because Dr. Karp and his team have donated Snoos to Children's Hospital right here in New Orleans. So thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We're really super excited to be providing beds, actually not just for babies at the Children's Hospital, but also for the doctors and nurses who have babies to help support them as well.
Oh, I love that. Now, let's talk about this Snoo. So this is a baby bed. And let me just tell you, when I had my kids 8 years ago, I obsessed over like finding the right mattress for like months. Because, you know, you just get like so worked up in your head about SIDS and making sure the babies are safe. And so talk to me about how the Snoo not only adds sleep, but safety.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Snoo adds sleep because it's kind of like driving in the car all night. It's got this bouncy motion and sound that imitates a car ride. So that's why it adds an hour or two. And then as far as safety is concerned, the babies are in these special 5-second swaddles, but they attach to the platform of the bed. So babies can move, they can wiggle, but they cannot flip to an unsafe position. So the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has recently recognized Snoo as a breakthrough device, meaning it has the potential to be life-saving.
By the way, the Snoo is a bassinet, and it just looks like a very modern, clean, beautiful bassinet, but it has all this tech in it.
Yeah, this does it all automatically for you. You just push the button, and it rocks and shushes them, but then it responds when they're upset with more motion and sound, imitating really a great caregiver. We sell the beds, of course, on our website, happiestbaby.com, but we also rent the beds. We're pleased that we have so many celebrities using it, but we really want to help the teachers and the nurses and the truckers and everybody else who's just doing the tough job of raising their kids. And so they can rent Snoo for a little bit more than $4 a day, which is pretty much a freaking Starbucks coffee, to be able to have a 24-hour caregiver in the house and an extra hour or two of sleep and keeping the baby safely on the back all night long.
More with Dr. Harvey Karp from Happiest Baby on the Block coming up in a sec on Mommy Monday, Magic 101.9. It's a Mommy Monday on Magic 101.9. I'm talking to Dr. Harvey Karp. You know him for sure if you've had kids anytime in the last, say, decade or longer, from the Happiest Baby on the Block books. He really was one of the first to talk to us about swaddling and skin to skin. Can we talk a little bit about swaddling, Dr. Karp?
Absolutely. So in the womb, they can't move their arms around because they're, you know, the walls of the womb restrict them. Swaddling is so important because it keeps their arms from flailing around and whacking themselves in the face.
People will tell me my baby didn't like swaddling. And for a minute, you know, you get a little bit crazy when you've had the newborns. I thought the same thing, but that's not true, right? We just need to get them through it and they will like the swaddle. Is that right?
That's right. So they often struggle because they like their arms up, but they can't control their arms well. So that's why cultures all around the world swaddle babies with their arms down, because they've got that ancient wisdom and they know that once they're swaddled, then everything else is easy to calm them. It's just the normal thing. But yes, a lot of people worry when the baby struggles that, my baby doesn't like it.
Yeah, babies are like, I think, little drunks on the dance floor, right? Their arms are up, but it's not a good look. Keep them down. Keep them down.
You're right. And listen, adults are little drunks, too. If you're getting less than 6 hours of sleep night after night, You know, that's why you get in car accidents, you make bad mistakes, you're irritable, you get into marital fights. I mean, sleep deprivation costs billions of dollars in healthcare costs and employer costs. We have over 50, I mean, we've got Children's Hospital of New Orleans now as an employer providing this for their employees with new babies. But Google and Facebook and Qualcomm and Snapchat and Under Armour and many corporations provide this as a benefit because they want to support their employees. And they also want them to be rested so that they can do a good job and they don't have higher healthcare costs.
I mean, I'm truly jealous. This new baby bed, like, is a game changer because the first year...
I have another baby!
No, I'm good. I'm good on that, just the twins. The twins' life, that first year of their life, though, it was just a blur because we were so tired. So I think this is such a huge deal. So more with Dr. Harvey Karp from happiestbaby.com and that new amazing snoo bed in just a second on a Mommy Monday. It's Dr. Harvey Karp on a Mommy Monday with me. It's Magic 101.9. He's happiest baby on the block. He's happiest toddler on the block. You probably know those books and videos. And if you don't and you have a baby in your life, Google, immediately Google. You can go to happiestbaby.com and find out more about this snoo baby bed that we're talking about, which is a game changer. I want one. Can I get one? I mean, I'm a little bigger than the average size baby, but are you working on bigger ones?
We're working on it. We're working on it. We'll have it for you soon.
So before we wrap up, Dr. Karp, I just want to say, again, this is more of a public service than a hard sell, because if you've got a baby, I really feel that this is like such a life changer for them.
I do want to say one thing about the public service announcement comment.
Yeah.
This new bed is, it's really a medical advance. It's not just a commercial product. This is really a scientific advance. That's why so many hospitals are using it for babies, babies withdrawing from drugs, babies who are premature babies. But we have two studies, big studies underway now to demonstrate our ability to treat and prevent postpartum depression, because by improving sleep and reducing the stress and anxiety you have with the new baby, we're seeing some very good results. So our fingers are crossed and we're really hopeful to help the hundreds of thousands of moms and many young dads too who are struggling with postpartum depression and anxiety.
The snoo bed is, I think, an important breakthrough. So more with Dr. Harvey Karp, the happiest baby on the block author, in just a sec on a Mommy Monday on Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9, Mommy Monday. I'm Annette talking with Dr. Harvey Karp from The Happiest Baby on the Block. We've been talking a lot about babies and sleep, but I want to know, can you fix my 8-year-old twins?
Listen, you know, it's never easy raising kids, especially during COVID. At least you've got twins that they can, I mean, they fight with each other, but they can play with each other too. It's really hard when you only have a single child. But for kids, your kid's age, the happiest toddler, believe it or not, even though it sounds like it's for younger kids, those are some very simple techniques that really teach you how to communicate, but also how to help them be more patient and cooperative. So they're kind of like the ABCs of respectful parenting.
I think you gave a really great tip about how to calm a child down. You were thinking toddler, but again, it works for my 8-year-olds, I think.
Yeah, well, with babies, when you do a loud shush, you're actually turning on a reflex. And so that's called a calming reflex. But after 4 or 5 months, nobody likes to be shushed. It kind of feels rude. So, I mean, of course, sometimes you do shush. You just got to get control of the situation. But what's most important is to acknowledge your child's feelings. You might say, honey, I know you didn't like that, but we really have to take turns. That's acknowledging feelings, but it's kind of cold. It really doesn't make them feel good. If you use short phrases, repetition, and mirroring a third of their emotion. So if you say something like, listen, I know you want it, honey. You've been waiting for it. You've been so patient, and you really, really want it. You don't want to wait anymore. I can see it in your face. You're kind of getting fed up with it now. But blah, blah, blah. Then it's not like you're just telling them that they have to suck it up and deal with it. You're giving them some real commiseration and love, and it really helps them go along with what you want them to do.
I'm going to use it at work. I'm going to use it with my kids. I'm going to use it with my husband. The same thing works, I think. Happiestbaby.com, Dr. Harvey Karp. This
Thank
new baby
so
bed, get them to sleep. Get them, keep them safe while they're sleeping. You can find out more at happiestbaby.com, and you can find out so much more from Dr. Harvey Karp. I thank you so much for all your time and for all
thank
the work
you.
You've done.
Keep you safe out there.
Thank you. You too. We appreciate you.